Apologies. I'll start again.
This 88th session of the Working Party of the Program Plan and Program Performance Excellences, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Group of Friends in Defense of the Charter of the United Nations, we would like to thank you, Mr. President, and other colleagues and UNTAD Secretariat for the hard preparatory work and rich discussions during this session. Mr. President, our group would like to reiterate our importance and enduring request to UNTAD to monitor and report on current trade trends and policies, including those related to the application of unilateral economic, financial, or trade coercive measures and their impact on inclusive, sustainable, and resilient development, and to provide appropriate policy recommendations to member states. From the perspective of UNTAD's mandate, global economy and international trade, such as growing economic, financial, and trade trends as unilateral coercive measures, cannot be ignored but shall receive due attention of UNTAD and shall be included in its program of work. Our group does regret about the lack of clear answer from the Secretariat about these actions to implement paragraph 2 of the agreed conclusions of the 87th session of the Working Party. In this particular, to highlight inter alia, this our expectation for subsequent consideration by the General Assembly of the United Nations and its subsidiary bodies. The Group of Friends in Defense of the UN Charter will not give up on this legitimate demand and will continue to raise in this organization this matter, which is priority for many developing member states. We would also like to support the demands made by the Arab group. In this sense, we urge UNTAD and member states to provide sufficient additional, regular, and extra-budgetary resources to enable UNTAD program of assistance to the Palestinian people to implement the mandate extended by the Bridgetown Covenant and calls on UNTAD to continue its technical cooperation project, research, and advisory service to the Palestinian people. Mr. President, we conclude reiterating the group's support for this organization and its readiness to work constructively with all members to achieve common objectives, including the Sustainable Development Goals, to overcome the challenge faced the countries of the world, especially the developing and least developed countries. Thank you.